Tanner.
Yummy. Wake a word. Welcome back to the group chat podcast.
Holiday
episode 2004. Episode 2004, my year of birth. Mm-hmm. This is important to me.
What episode is this?
2008.
Season 2?
No, when's season 3?
We're on season 5, 2008.
Like, what's happening? I feel like season 3 is coming up fast.
I hope not.
Dude, we haven't even tied together the plot.
Oh, yeah. No, we don't know the whole story about ourselves.
We need a climax.
Grunk, yeah. You're back home, bro.
Welcome back.
Oh, yeah, I am back home.
Home, bro.
Hey, guys.
How's your move?
Look, y'all, I'm home. It was pretty chill. It was,
You look like Jesus.
Nothing crazy. yeah, it was really easy.
They're so blue.
Why are they blue right now?
You're changing. Why do you have blue eyes?
What's
changing? Are you wearing contacts, you freak?
Did you steal somebody's eyes?
No, I just gained my vision back.
Are you wearing colored contacts?
No, these are just my normal eyeballs.
His eyes are not that blue.
They are that blue. Look, see?
Jesus!
Oh, they are that blue.
Nobody wants blue eyes, like, if they have a choice.
Wait, yeah. Grunk, your pupils are like stars. That's so
Grunk.
That's
your eyes different. Would go for a lot of money in the market.
You're so mm-hmm.
I'd steal those.
Like karate wood from Hunter Hunter.
I keep them in a jar. Like,
yeah, just look at them.
Grunk's spark. Eyes.
You shine a light on them, they get brighter.
Yeah.
He's doing it.
Wow. Dude, that looks scary. That looks like a music video.
You look like that that weird painting. I forget what his name is.
Mona Lisa?
What no, he's like,
dude, look at the detail.
Oh my, your camera got really detailed.
What camera is
yeah,
that?
Yeah, like, it's a C922. It makes no damn sense. Like,
that's the one so I have. Good.
You have the C300.
Like, oh, yeah. He still has mine. It's his foot cam.
Well, can you give it back so I can have mine back?
You took his, so I took yours.
Yeah, so
he took yours first, and he wasn't using his, so that I took his.
Oh, yeah, that is true.
So why do I get the short end of the stick?
I don't know.
Well, he just took yours. I don't know. That's what you all.
I'm taking Isaac, because Isaac doesn't even use it. He's faceless.
I don't even have one.
So I thought he had
no, you
I
have two.
Mine's right there.
No, mine's you have three.
One. Yeah, I have my...
He had a camera on his setup for no reason, I remember.
Isaac does have a camera for no reason.
I did, past tense, no.
So then I thought he was on, like, Grindr or something, or, like, Chatterbait.
No, yeah.
Is that what you do?
Yeah, I grab like one cheek and I just like spread the hole for the internet. Like on Grindr, on Chatterpate.
Dude, like asshole reveal before face reveal is a crazy play.
None of us were asking for that information.
Isaac, would you do a butthole reveal first?
If you did one, you would be okay because nobody knows what you look like. They wouldn't even know.
Yeah,
you
yeah like who's going to like pants someone in real life and like spread cheeks and be like, yep, Isaac Y, I knew it.
Hey, speaking of butts, can we talk about what I did last night to
no,
Tanner?
No, no, no.
Oh my God.
Oh no.
In the kitchen?
I don't know.
You, Larry okay. missed out.
Yeah, I didn't know.
I wanted to talk about like, I didn't want to go into detail of what any of us said at all because it was just awful.
It
but
was
like,
horrible.
We were having a gay off to see who was like... we were trying to see who like was the straightest at washing their ass in the shower, and we all just didn't sound straight.
Yeah.
Okay.
What?
Well,
wait, pause. Grunk.
Yo.
Dude, no, we're not going into detail.
We cannot go. No.
No, you can ask me. You can ask me.
No, don't ask Grunk.
I can't. It would get age restricted if
Grunk,
I asked.
Grunk, I have a question.
Dude, it's fine.
He's going to do it for
no,
me.
No, I'm not going to ask it. No, we don't. Yeah, front to back. Yeah, sure. But like, I'm asking, do you wash your asshole in the shower?
Yeah.
Well, duh.
Holler.
Yeah, good.
Yeah,
see, good job.
Yummy is like afraid to touch his asshole, so he just lets the water run over
okay,
it.
Since you want to bring up fucking details, Dunn, I'm going to talk about how you put your finger in your asshole in
I
the
don't
shower.
Do that. That's oh. not true. Okay,
okay
let
so
me,
now we're lying.
Let me
hello, hello.
Can I
I'm
explain?
Sorry, this guy's lying his ass off.
I'm not. Can I explain?
He
look,
said it.
You're Larry? Making it sound like I'm going three knuckles deep into my asshole,
no,
bro.
No. You went. Like, you said, I put my finger in there and I do it around.
No, I did not say that.
That is
Tanner,
yes.
did I say that?
You said
what?
You,
you guys are such liars.
That's what
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Okay. This is a horrible manipulation tactic. He's trying to gaslight everyone at
no,
home,
what?
All the viewers, okay. as well as his friends that
listen,
heard it. Three
listen,
of them.
Listen.
I said don't bring it up, and now it's worse
it's,
for you.
It, now it's a
mop.
First of all,
I have a washcloth.
What I wanted to talk about. What I wanted to talk about was me slapping Tanner's ass and leaving a 5-point handprint on his.
Like, that did happen.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's still there.
Larry missed a lot yesterday.
It sounds like it.
Hold on.
I saw you. Like I played a game with you, and I was like, I don't play Overwatch anymore. I'm just gonna go to bed. I went to bed. Now this happens.
Yeah. So what? What
this
did
was
happen?
At like what?
Yeah, that's
what
because,
time?
Because my like zoomies got kicked in because Tanner was like riding my bike in the house.
I was riding. His bike. I was just like,
why? Yeah,
we were all riding bikes.
That's just like set everything up. We start playing basketball.
Then we went outside, and then he was on the opposite lane going around a curve. Like he could have died.
What the hell are you guys doing in that house,
dude? I walk in the house yesterday after coming back from dinner, and this guy is like riding the bike towards me, about like straight through the middle of the house, and he's about to like run me over.
Dude. Can you
I don't
stand
know.
Up?
This house is like a circus.
Could you recreate what pose I did on that bike?
I was about to say.
No, can you
we
do
gotta
it?
Bring that up.
Huh?
What do you can't do? Do it. How
he
did you
planked,
even do
he
it?
He planked on the bike seat.
Yeah.
It was like
he
Superman.
Didn't he like did forward, like a figure eight skater.
I did.
Like,
I had
like with the handles?
One leg out behind.
Exactly like that.
A T.
Dude, I was mind blown last night because I thought you were laying on the seat with your both of your legs behind you.
I can't do
that.
That's
what
I
thought
he was
doing.
The bounce was straight up. The bike was straight. Oh my God.
I was like, that's so dangerous. Why is he doing that? Dude, I was
Isaac's very he's very like moldable.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. You could like fit in anywhere.
Versatile.
Dude,
we were talking about showers. Kai said I took a shower on stream today.
What?
In
dude,
like
he did that way long ago.
He did. Well, he did it again.
You can't do that.
And I've never seen that. And I've never seen that.
Dude, I don't finger my ass, by the way.
Okay.
Clear that
no, he does.
No, chat. I don't, dude.
Dude, I don't think anyone cares if you do.
But it's like only on occasion, though.
Dude,
like,
first of all, look, if my leg is my butt crack, I'm going to wipe my ass, right, with the water and the soap.
And then,
as Tanner admitted to it, because Tanner agreed that
now
if you go to the bathroom... Well, that's because last night Tanner agreed.
Yeah,
he said that
I'm not scared to agree.
Yeah, you got some you got some gunk there, maybe, possibly, just in case.
You got a bear in the cage.
Real quick, and that's it, dude.
I pray to God this isn't someone's like first episode, man.
I hope it is.
Jesus Christ!
We're never getting a Spotify
how
deal.
How deep are we? We're not even 10 minutes in.
Oh,
we've talked about
no.
so much.
Holy
butts.
Jesus!
Well,
that sounded like a beautiful night.
Hey, look, it's human nature, guys. Don't be afraid.
Yeah,
don't
yeah.
Be
this
afraid
is
to
all cavemen could have done back in the day. I mean, what else do you talk about aside from like killing dinosaurs and?
Well, I was just saying it was funny because Kai said that was when he was showering. He had his loofah. And he's wearing like swim trunks, and he's just going ham all in there on stream with the
whoa! Wait, yes. He had the camera in the
bathroom,
oh,
so you could see his full
and
body.
The glass was pulled back, and you could see him. He was just in there behind him, and then he would go all in everywhere.
He's clean,
and then he'd be like on his all over his body. And I was like,
wait, did he do the chest first or the butt first?
He was doing all. He was just going back and forth.
Ew,
dude. I've done butt first once, and I'll never do it again.
Smart man.
Butt first.
Smart
that
man.
Was like when Nick was telling me to wash my car from the bottom up. That's what you told
you
me.
You told
to
me
do.
To do that. And I was like.
Well, you start the tires and then you go down. You start from the top down after the tires.
Yeah, but you said tires and then go up. And I was like, no, you don't.
You said you start on the tires and then go up. And I'm like scraping the paint off my car.
I was cleaning mud and I was like, why is it there's still mud coming down? And I was like, that can't be right.
That's because I thought about it. I was like, oh, yeah, we start the tires and we go up. And I was like, wait a minute.
That's
on footage too. That wasn't our Guzzlers footage. That's like unreleased.
Dude, we have so many videos that are just probably.
Oh my
god! Our car
you guys
stuff.
Don't get to see
dude, can
it.
Can I have it?
If this podcast ever come out, if this podcast hits 15,000 likes, we'll release an episode.
Let's bring
no
it.
No way.
We could release an episode.
20 likes.
We could release that whole like that whole address.
It's
it
three.
Matter.
It's three of the four people that are involved, right?
Dude,
right?
That's majority.
Remember?
Majority.
Oh, I was in one of those videos.
You were. He was.
Oh, he was.
Yeah,
I wasn't.
Was
yeah.
Oh my god, Grunk was a mechanic. He was supposed to teach us how
we
to like
to the
change
store
oil
and everything.
What did we do with him?
We took him to the store. He picked out his outfit. He came back. Yep. He was like pretending to be a mechanic and fix the car.
There
was
really,
that video ever edited?
He was just learning.
No,
well, I don't know.
No.
We can make that a video right now.
We could send it.
I don't know if it's.
Let's just put a few of those videos on the group channel. Who cares?
I have a lot of the footage, by the way, in this computer because I had to. Clear up some SD cards.
Oh wait, you
so
have
they're all
that?
They're mostly on this computer.
Oh,
can I say we can upload a Guzzlers video every month on the group channel?
Like, who cares?
That'd be cool.
Dude, how many videos do we have completed?
Like six.
What's up, Greg?
Can I put you guys on the meth?
Method.
Oh
no, I can't look at those.
Chesters? No, this shit is actual meth. You can't stop eating it.
It melts in your mouth, doesn't it? It melts in your mouth.
What?
Yes.
Isn't it Chester's chicken as well?
Cheesy no, that's
popcorn.
Cheetos.
We called it cheaters, but it was called Chester's.
Chester's is Cheetos.
Chester's popcorn. Cheetos.
Wait, I'm sorry. Hold on.
Chester's a Cheeto.
The people that make Cheetos made the worst chicken ever.
What?
Really?
What?
Look up Chester's Chicken.
Yeah, look up Chester's Chicken. It's probably by far the worst chicken I've ever had.
I don't think it's
life.
The original Chester, dude. Oh, see, that's a chicken.
A different Chester.
Fuck
that's
Chester. Bird.
That's Chester the Chicken.
Yummy, you remember how bad that place was?
Yeah.
Hold on.
Oh, that guy gray. Looks way too happy.
It's like gray.
Look how big that can is.
That is a photoshopped
mode. Wait, can I see what he looks like from the start to the end? Maybe he starts off super
he's like sweating
happy.
And crying at the end.
By the end, he's like... he's like coughing up like blood.
Like four times bigger with the biggest belly. He's just like, oh.
Okay, happy. I go to the end.
So he's happy as hell. And then towards the end, this is a not 10 minute.
He looks.
Oh.
He only had one bite.
What is he saying, Steven?
What is he saying about? Overtime. Not a month thing.
Oh, man. Invest in some sound pads, brother.
Yeah, chill a bit on the.
That's color corrections beats. Ass, too.
I hear the highway.
I mean, he only took a bite.
Why is he sad? Yeah, what
is he eating?
Cooking a little.
What is he saying?
He's got mountain
deer. This guy even shoot raw?
I don't have time. I have so much work.
What is he talking about?
The chicken.
Dude, the chicken made him
so
like worry about his life.
Like, fuck the chicken.
Yeah.
That chicken actually tastes like mop water. It tasted horrible.
It was
mop
the worst chicken
water?
I ever had.
Mop
yeah,
water.
By
it's
the way,
so bad. It's like socks.
Asked for sauce at Chester's Chicken, and they got so mad at me for asking for a sauce.
Dude, he looked at you like he fucking hated your life.
Yeah, like it wasn't like part of his job.
Did he give you like a... Like
yes,
that?
That's exactly
pretty much. Did. Yeah,
it was.
But he almost acted like he didn't even hear me.
Really?
Yeah, he just kind of like looked like he just like kind of like looked away, like turned around and just like walked off. And I didn't know if he was going to grab it. And then he came back like a minute or two later and he had sauce. And I was like, okay.
No confirmation, nothing.
He was definitely on some.
Don't
shit,
make
though.
You feel safe at Chester's. Wink, wink.
No, they won't.
I don't think I could work a single shift at Chester's Chicken
no.
sober.
Like, no, they won't.
I'd be high.
I'd have to
how do people
high.
Work high? Isaac, you couldn't well, even work at Mod
yeah.
Pizza. Sober.
Actually, no, that's true.
That's
how do people work
that's
high? Facts.
Come on now.
It's actually insane. People do it all the time at nighttime here. They
well,
always
yeah,
work
I feel like I feel like it makes sense at fast food if you're just like.
Dude,
doing fuck all.
It's kind of funny though. When we
yeah,
went through the drive thrus and like there's like high people and they're just so like, oh yeah, yeah, okay, yeah. And then they take forever yeah. to make the food.
Is that all?
there was one time all? It was Whataburger and then he asked for like sauce.
You guys are all on your phone.
Nope.
Come on.
Scridults, bro. Scridults these days.
Dude, he's on.
Dude, what's he doing?
He's on Flappy Bird.
No way you're playing a video
no.
game.
Oh, yeah.
What is Scridults?
Dang. Huh? Like screenagers, but screen adults. Adults.
I thought you said like Squidults.
I was just reading Squid I was reading an announcement that we have to make because this podcast episode is sponsored by Gamersups.
This
using
is true.
Code group for 10% off with your lean.
Why do we just turn around our lean tubs? Like, what are we giving them the nutritional facts?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're oh, hold on. Look at it.
I turned them both around to look at them real quick. Wanted to check them out. I did want to make a little quick announcement that we have the Waifu Cup Season 6.6. What does that .6 mean? Is that week 6?
Episode 6 of Season 6.
All right, well,
it's a
Panda
six.
Will be dropping at 3 p.m. EST today with a beanie, lunchbox, pin, cup, sweatpants, and a sweatshirt.
Holler.
So make sure you guys use code
and some new steroids
for 10% off with any of that awesome stuff.
Maybe just send us with like a full care package so we could wear it all and then have our lunchbox and then look all cool.
We could. We could arrange that. But also, I feel like dropping sweatpants right now. I'm like hot.
I'm hot right now.
What
you're wearing right now.
Well, yeah, I know.
Yeah,
but
boy,
I put
what?
These on because I had shorts dude. And they were like up to probably like my pubes.
What are these?
So
like
I pubes. Took them off.
What are these? What are you wearing?
Huh? These are pants.
That's
what
cool.
are these?
No, they're sweats.
He's gatekeeping. He's gatekeeping.
He is.
Okay, I'll be
Adidas
real.
Pants.
Remember.
See how he was more specific? What are you wearing, Tanner?
My pants.
Yeah, these are his pants, actually.
Wow, dude, that's cute.
Do
you own anything?
No, I don't. I really don't. But you know what? I did him a favor because my mom sewed the hole that was right here.
Yeah, thank
oh,
you.
Nice.
And you brought him home?
And I brought him back.
You brought him home.
I did.
Well,
you took him home. I took him home and my mom sewed him and fixed him and gave him back to
that's
me.
That's so cute.
You guys are also not going to believe what hat he has on right now at this very moment.
Is that the trash hat?
Yeah, of it course. Is.
That's Isaac's.
Wasn't he wearing your necklace for a year, too?
That's also Isaac's necklace.
No, this is mine.
Is that his? Fact check.
This is mine.
Let me see.
Look, it's like you're actually real.
You're covering
look.
The only part that I can identify.
No, this is mine.
You have to move your finger a little bit more.
No, I got this off
that's
Amazon.
Not that's not mine.
Across okay. is Amazon, and this is like K Jewelers. I don't know.
People ask me all the time, Willie, where do you get your earrings from?
Ain't nobody say.
No,
nobody's ever said that.
No, I've heard Amazon. Somebody say they like his earring in person. I don't aww. Remember when, but somebody
oh,
did.
Earring. I was,
and
I'm
you know what
about,
I did?
Willie?
I looked up dangling earring on Amazon. That's all I did.
Yeah, I have the 20 pack that they have.
Yeah, I have
it's like
too.
Cheap like trinkets and charms.
I'll never get my ears pierced ever.
Why
not?
Oh, I know why.
Because I don't want to clean them. I don't like my ears touched.
Dude, you don't have to clean them. You only have to clean them for like a month.
You're gross.
I'll be real.
No,
I
think I'm part of a 1%. I'm a 1%.
I'll be honest with you. I haven't seen your ears. It's always covered by your
ears. It's like green.
1%. Yeah, people don't clean their ears.
I'm a 1%er.
What if it's green?
It's like red and like swollen.
I got them. I got them in right now. Wait, are those mine?
We're twin them.
Twin them. Did they give you those?
Nope.
Well, I'm just my other one. I don't know where it went.
I ordered them.
Have you ever talked about your earring experience?
Yeah. Yeah, how I got an infection, kind of, sort of.
It's a very common
thing. I had a piece of metal stuck in my earlobe for a year.
Oh.
It was cool. It was chill until I took it out, and I was like, ooh.
It was chill.
It was chill.
Ooh.
Yeah, it looked like a little piece of gold that was like stuck in my ear and had blood on it, and I was like, oh,
my God.
How did that even happen?
It happened because I didn't really take proper care of it, and also the... I got these like really cheap little like earrings that have like the
rubber backings or weird backings.
They had the rubber backings. I took it off. I put the metal one and then I slept one night. I'm assuming, I don't even know how it happened. So I'm just going to guess at this point. I'm assuming that I slept probably on my side on my ear and then earring fell off, but the other piece got lodged into the earlobe, somehow making its way through the ear hole and living inside of my earlobe for a year long. So that was cool until my brother popped in and took it out.
I hated cleaning my ears when I got my ears pierced.
I've never put a swab in there before.
What?
A Q-tip?
What?
Q-tip, yeah.
Never?
Never in my life.
What?
I cannot imagine the color of the thing that he's about to pull out of his ear.
No, I have no wax down here. I can't put shit in there.
Dude, we would have to put him under.
You'd have to actually put me under and not even use a swab.
That's not true.
Dude, you're not even supposed to use Q-tips because you get fur in there.
Yeah. Technically, yes.
What do you use?
So, like, if you were to go to a doctor and they were to clean your ear out with, like, saline and whatever.
I'd rather have that.
You would not rather have that.
I think I'd rather die than do that.
I've had it before.
I would rather die as well. Than
they put like a little...
It doesn't feel bad.
The water.
Yeah, I'd rather have
you
that.
You like that more than a Q-tip?
Yeah, because I'm scared there's going to be a little fur ball in my ear forever.
There's probably already a fur ball in there.
No, there's not.
And yellow.
No,
worse matters.
I use the water from the shower. I do that, well, and that's it.
I mean, yeah, that's all works.
That's probably okay.
Depends. What kind of earwax do you have?
I don't know.
Earwax?
There's what?
Yes.
Oh, okay, guys.
What
kind of earwax? What kind of question is that?
You're tweaking.
Stop smiling.
Look it up.
Mongolian wet black earwax.
What? Silver touch, silverback gorilla earwax.
No, mine's
sour Hindu.
Mine's a chill Hindu. Yellow. It's mellow yellow.
Sour squeeze lemon.
There, earwax type, wet and dry.
Mine's
you all owe me dubious.
All you had to do was educate us.
Is it wet or dry?
Let me see.
What do you mean? What type of earwax?
We had no idea.
Wet or dry, smelly, stinky.
Ew. Mine's soft yellow. I think so.
How do you know?
You wouldn't know because you've never put it.
Stay with the same type of earwax your whole life?
No, yeah, probably. No.
I don't think so. But also, like, it can change.
How does it change?
Both Tanner's uneducated.
Different.
I don't know anything about ears, dude.
Types of earwax.
So if you're right-handed,
no.
Oh.
Well, like if you have an ear infection, for example, your earwax is going to be lighter in color and more wet.
No.
But if you have healthier earwax, it's going to be not dry, but like a paste, like almost
dude,
like
this
a medium.
The fucking ear doctor?
I had to do a lot of ear shit because my ear was so fucked up for so long.
You did
that thing that Tanner's talking about, I got done like a month ago. Remember that like log that was pulled out of my ear?
Dude, I wonder if you like ever heard any music. Imagine like you with your clogged ears, you heard music, you're like, and you get cleared out and you're just like, I've been on a beat when I'm sus.
You know what?
You get your ears cleaned out. You just sound like horrible.
And then I have like a mental issue. Like, what are you saying?
No, it's like you clock in all of your verses, and it sounds good with your clogged ears, and then you get it cleared out, and it sounds horrible.
Yeah, with your clogged ears, you're like da 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 da, and then with like your ears cleaned out, you're like.
No, I don't know.
Which is the complete opposite.
I just was imagining you like off tempo and off beat and like not saying words right.
I get what you mean.
I feel like you'd have a really good time, Tanner, if your ears are cleaned out.
They are clean, pretty much.
They could just be clean.
Yeah, what's this narrative that Tanner's ears are like disgusting? I don't think it's
They're clean. Not.
He said
he's very scared.
Why have you looked at them?
Well, he said He did say that he doesn't. He hasn't put the Q-tip in there, but he says he cleans them. So
with water and I go,
wait, now hold on. I'm curious because typically when you go to the doctor, you get like some sort of checkup.
Oh, I hate that.
Yeah, okay.
I was curious.
The light in the thing. I pray that they don't do it because I see it on the wall. And
they
like,
do it every time.
No, sometimes they don't.
Sometimes really? They
yeah,
don't.
Sometimes
yeah.
they don't.
I haven't gotten.
I went there and I was literally like looking at the wall, like they're on displayed on the wall. I was like, don't do that.
I mean, like, I agree with Tanner. It's uncomfortable.
You don't like that feeling?
Really? No, because when they... There was one time when I was
like, I like it.
Yeah, it's like warm. Like
it well. I also like that. I just like being checked up because I'm like,
it's
all right.
Peace of mind that like, exactly. You know it's good.
I'm like, just go in there. I don't care, man. Yeah.
There's a reason.
Send your guys in there.
There's a reason I don't like it.
Why?
It's because when I was like six one time.
Did you ever tell the story? I swear to God, you did.
Yeah, I did tell a story.
I want to hear it again because I need to know again.
All right, I'll do the rundown. We went to the doctor. I was getting a checkup and... They use like little ear hole thing, like, you know, to see inside your ear.
That's where it all came from. The
and
doctor.
Yeah, I think that's what happened. And they pushed in like some earwax, but they didn't know. So I couldn't hear out of this ear for like a month.
Oh my God.
Until I was like, hey, I need my ear clean, Mom. And then we went back and I had to do the saline thing. I was like doing that the entire time.
That sounds like a really bad nurse or doctor.
Yeah, I don't
because
know.
Usually they don't even put it in
they
my
did it
ear
both. And both times the earwax got pushed in, so I was like deaf for like a day. It was like
oh
horrible.
God. Dude, I remember we've talked about this before, but in Japan, remember our ears didn't pop for like, we were so sick and congested, our ears didn't pop for a week.
Dude, Take Tanner Benadryl. Was sitting, remember when we came back home?
Oh my God,
we came back home, Tanner was sitting and like he got a fucking headshot and your fucking ears came back.
Tanner could not. He got
couch,
off the plane.
You couldn't hear for a while.
Oh yeah, that's
what a
right.
great feeling that is.
I love
like,
that.
No, it's. I like the ones where it's like it's not like so aggressive. You know, you kind of just. It's like a wave that just washes.
Have you
it
ever
all
been
away.
On a like? I feel like it's way. So we all have those same headphones. As what are they? The JBL.
No,
Bose.
Bose headphones.
Yeah.
Those Bose ones with the noise cancellation with the like. Yeah. I wear those for like plane airport.
They're so. They're it's so good.
But no. But like my ears don't pop when I have those on because like the active noise cancellation and I'm
I know,
not like
no way.
It tricks up my head. I'm like,
yeah,
okay.
So,
like am I sure that's
so
like
if
how
I've,
it sounds?
If I've been congested and I'm wearing those on a plane, when we start descending, my ears just like they start hurting so bad.
Behind your ear and everything, right?
And then they start popping and
it's
horrible.
Oh my God.
Bro.
I thought I was the only one that experienced that.
I get some horrible ones where like it's like my sinuses. You know the sinuses like up by your eyebrows and shit?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like it starts to feel like they're about to explode. And it's like it hurts so bad.
Ooh. I only had that one time and it was when I went to Florida. Well, I was
it literally
like
feels like you're gonna die.
18,
like I'll be
19.
Honest.
It was the worst feeling in the world. As we were descending like towards Florida, my ears it felt like I was being stabbed with like a dagger.
Yeah,
and it was like twisting around. I was like, "Oh my God, holy shit!" Eventually went away, but still, it hurt. It hurt.
Have it's you ever been in like so pain. Much pain where you're like, the only reason you're okay is because you know that it's going to end eventually. Yes. That's the only thing you're holding on to.
Yeah,
you're like, "Yeah, this is going
to
end."
You're just
eventually.
Waiting to touch down, and you're like,
dude.
Trying to like pop your jaw and do whatever you can. You're like massaging it and pressing in on the
Bro,
side.
My
I'll
dad,
my palm, and do this.
My dad apparently once he got down from a plane one day like. He got like crazy vertigo and like it was to the point where he couldn't like stand up straight or walk straight or anything. Ooh. And that shit didn't go away for like 2 or 3 months.
Oh my God. Dude, and, like, is he okay?
Yeah, he said like that was the worst like period of his entire life. And
dude, I don't want to go on a plane anymore.
The doctors said like they had no idea what caused it and it just went away one day. Like
what the
so
hell,
scary.
Dude.
Is
so
vertigo scary. Like you're scared of heights?
You just get like all
you're like hella dizzy.
You know when you
oh,
feel
dizzy?
When you're up really high and you look down high. And you feel like you could fall off. That's vertigo.
Yeah, you know how like they get like weak in the knees and they just kind of like.
Is it only when you're high or you just be sitting there?
You can be standing still.
You can be standing still.
Okay.
I had a teacher in college who had vertigo and he couldn't write straight. He kept on writing up like at an angle.
Mm. Yeah.
Whoa.
It's fucked up.
That's strange.
I bet he was
That'd
happy when it was gone.
Oh my God, yeah. Like I would not have survived 3 months. I'll be honest.
Yeah, that sounds horrible.
Were you alive?
No, I was not.
It's back when dad was doing dad things.
I was an accident. Mm-hmm. You guys know that?
Your dad's really cool, bro.
Really?
You know what?
I was an accident.
My dad is dope as fuck. Thank you.
Really?
So dude, look, man. Hang on.
Who invited this guy?
Go ahead, Grunt.
Should I show a picture of my dad or is that...
I would not.
Yeah, don't do that.
Yeah,
it's okay.
Thanks, guys. Thanks.
Yeah, don't do that.
That guy.
Don't do any of that.
Show a picture of my dad.
I remember when we were on our first trip to Austin, and I was like the person that was keeping Grunk's dad up to date on Grunk's safety. He's like FaceTime.
Yeah, Grunk's fine. Yeah.
FaceTime hey, Grunk, or like FaceTime me or call me or something like that. And I'd be like, yep, yeah, he's great. He's doing fantastic. Here he is. And I show a picture of him. Dude, he's alive. God. He's
alive.
He has alive
like candy.
Well.
He's like,
I'm jealous of your relationship with Grunk's dad because I think my relationship with Grunk's dad needs like hella rehab.
Needs
therapy.
Work.
Wait, what happened?
He hates my ass.
What?
Dude.
Why? What did you do?
It is because about a year or maybe two, I don't know, you were graduating.
Oh my god.
And I was like, oh man. Yeah, I was like editing at light speed and I was like, oh man, I gotta get this shit done. And all of a sudden Grunk's like, hey, look at what my dad said. And it was his dad being like, Isaac better make up his fucking mind about getting here or not. And I was like, damn.
Yeah, something about you, Isaac, and your editing has to be like some of the worst timed in like the world.
It's pretty
like,
bad.
Like you have 1 week of the entire month to edit and you do it during big important things like that.
I noticed
and
that
it's like
every 15
hour days.
Yeah, every single time I like sit down and edit, it's like something cooler is happening. Like they're like some guy flies in and we're like, you know, everyone's going like to have dinner and I'm like, I get all pissy stinks. And upset.
Yeah.
Can we talk about Chili's when we went to Chili's?
Yeah.
Was it
I think
last
I still
night?
Have some videos from there. I mean, we're just being dumb.
We were being really dumb.
We were being really stupid. I don't remember half of the stuff that happened.
I remember.
I went to the bathroom.
Right.
Yeah, I went to the bathroom.
Yeah, right. Did it smell really bad in there?
And I was like, all right, they're probably gonna order. They'll probably order for me. So I went to the bathroom.
He told me what he wanted. I was like the same thing.
I want the fajita trio. And then I left in the bathroom. And then I come back, and I was like, all right, what'd you guys get? And they're like, fajita trio. And I was like, what'd you get me? And they're like.
You were like,
I was like, it's a surprise. No. I was like, what? I was like already mad at that point.
Of course you got mad.
Yeah, and they're like, when he's hungry.
They're like, well, what did you want? I was like, the fajita trio. And they're like, ooh. And then they're like, we got you the spaghetti and meatballs.
Chili's.
We're like, yeah, sorry.
I didn't know if Chili's had spaghetti.
Let me guess,
but
that was Isaac's idea when he found it on the menu was to get the spaghetti.
It wasn't even on the menu. It was my idea to get the spaghetti and get the spaghetti. It never came because we never ordered it.
They never told me.
I thought they had that.
No, I just assumed they actually did. And I was like, dude, if I see spaghetti come to me, I'm going to be pissed.
He was like, dude, spaghetti? That's like the worst pasta. You could have done anything else. Could have done chicken Alfredo. Spaghetti.
I hate lasagna and spaghetti and.
I was like, that was like a fighting word. He said he hates lasagna.
I don't think it's good.
Lasagna's all right.
It's a lot of
texture.
You
just probably had it not good.
Every time I've had lasagna, it was hard.
Lasagna's really
lasagna's
good.
Lasagna's so
It just has
good.
To be done.
It's so good.
Maybe
it's,
I had it
bro,
wrong.
Bro, that's the Italian in you talking.
Big ziti's pretty good, too.
I like ziti.
I only like lasagna when it's crispy on the edges.
No. On the outside. The top layer is crunchy, and then the inside, yeah, perfect. Yeah, it's sexy and awesome.
I like the top where the cheese is, like,
boiled. What's the gnocchi? The gnocchi.
That's like I think it's like egg or some
gnocchi's
shit. Like gnocchi.
It's so yummy. It's like tiny little ravioli. Wait, I'm sorry. I take it back.
He just made a Italian karma sin.
Yeah, sorry, y'all.
He called it ravioli.
No.
Wait, what?
I said potato pasta.
Chef Boyardee, I literally have it
in the damn fridge right now. The other thing. It's like small little, it's like mini raviolis.
Chef Boyardee is chill.
What is it called?
I don't know. I'm going to go look.
I liked the SpaghettiOs with the hot dogs sliced up and knew it.
I'm with that. If I was homeless,
me too,
I'd be eating
that
a lot. If I was homeless and it was my like only meal I could afford, I'd be eating it. Like, but only then and never again.
I would always ask my mom to pick it up. Like, she was like, do you want Lunchable? I was like, nope, SpaghettiOs with hot dogs. And then she's like, okay.
One Christmas, want to hear something crazy?
Yeah.
One Christmas, I got Chef Boyardee. Shitload of candy.
That shit's
Chef
good.
Boyardee.
That shit's good.
My mom got me some. So as a kid, I used to eat Mentos like a whole pack. I don't know why, but you know how they come in like rods?
Yeah.
I had a whole pack of like 10 in one day. I don't know what the hell is wrong with
that. That's normal.
It was meant to a candy?
Yeah. I eat it all in one.
I thought it was like a mint.
I don't know what that is.
No, Grunk, I'd not just eat the entire row. I'd eat like 10 of those. I don't know why I
eat
like,
10 rows.
Yes. Whoa, circles. I'd eat so many of those.
10 of these.
Sometimes in
Do you understand? You probably have like a lot of gunk in your trunk, like something bad.
That kid, yeah, you're, I don't
why,
know what.
That's why I have to like wipe my ass.
I don't know what intestine it is, but it's probably like dark and brown.
I don't know what intestine.
I don't know which one.
I don't know where it's at right now, but it's still
like
not out of view.
100?
Huh?
Like 100 pieces of mint candy?
That was, is that
like
what that is?
5,000 calories.
This is 14.
Can you look up 14, the calories?
140.
Look up calories in Mentos.
Calories in Mentos.
It's gonna be macro heaven. And
you're
you
not supposed to have.
It.
You're not supposed
ten,
to have
10 calories. Calories.
You're not supposed to have all those.
That is macro.
That's too many Mentos.
But yeah, but he had 100.
That's one piece. He had 100.
Hey,
he had 1,000.
Hey,
1,000 calories
worth of mint candy in a day.
So there was a summer. There was a summer where I ran away to my mom's house, and like, so my parents were divorced, right? And so I lived with both my parents, and then one summer I just got mad at my dad. So I was like, I'm going to mom's, and I left for the entire summer. That was the best summer of my entire life. All I did was sat there in my fucking chair, and I played Xbox and drank Pepsi all day.
I swear to God, that's like...
And she and my mom didn't ask me to come out of the room or nothing. She just fucking was like, you want Pepsi? Yeah.
That's a lie.
Out of the drink hat with the tubes.
Yeah, you want to go outside? It's warm out. Hell no.
You want Mentos? Yeah.
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 Pepsi, you're like a science experiment. Ready
you should have had that hat on. Mentos and Coke. Yeah. Just explodes in your mouth. Like,
oh my gosh.
Give me a minute now. Give me a second to do something.
Give him a minute
drink
now.
Hat? You gonna buy one?
Dude, that was back when I didn't shower for like 3 days at a time and my hair was like really oily and I like smelled like shit probably.
Dude, you always think you smell like shit for
you
some
never
reason.
Do.
You do not.
Well, last night,
dude,
I don't know
why.
Dude,
that's my roommate. Camden does the same thing.
Dude.
What, he smells like crap?
Oh my.
No, he thinks like he does.
Crap. Oh, he thinks he does.
What is that?
It's a Viking helmet.
It's a Viking helmet. It's a Viking helmet with two Bud Lights in it.
Yeah, I want
it.
Awesome.
I looked
up, take that to 6th Street.
Yeah, all I did was look up a large drink hat. But before that, I looked up, there was like one letter that made it in. It was large drink hate. And a Reddit post came up. That guy was, it was just all caps. I hate large drinks! r/ like large drink hate or something stupid. Just wanted to share that with the
Grunk,
class.
Can I ask you, what's your hair? What was that?
I don't know. I thought about Zaxby's. I got really excited. You're good. Go ahead.
Can I ask you about your hair routine?
My hair routine
in the shower.
Bro.
Yeah. You keep it simple in the shower?
Yeah, I can show you what I use for the fans.
Let me guess. Garnier Fructis.
That's the worst one, dude.
Is that the worst one?
Every real bitch knows that Garnier is a bad product.
And Pantene. Pantene is garbage.
Pantene.
Damn, Pantene.
Any Paul Mitchell fans? Paul Mitchell,
I'll be right back.
There.
Let me go grab it.
He probably uses Olaplex, and that shit's really bad for you, by the way.
Yeah, I need to stop using
Olaplex
it.
Olaplex is fake.
Yeah, don't use Olaplex.
I feel like every product that's good, it just comes out as being bad. Like
the only, I think the only one,
the only one that's good is Dr. Sasquatch or whatever it's called.
That's Native. I heard.
What's it called?
This sounds like a segue.
Isn't that a shampoo?
Ow, what?
It's a body wash. What's it called, Mr. Sasquatch?
You know how I found out?
Dr. Squatch.
Olaplex was fake. When I went home, and it was like when I was here, I was like, oh, I love Olaplex. It's so awesome. Then I went home to my mom, who's a hairstylist. I was like, Mom, do you have any Olaplex? And she's like, she did that face. I was like, uh-oh. I was like, what? She's like, don't ever use that. I was like,
did she say what she likes, or do you not remember?
She uses Redken, Paul Mitchell. She uses,
I don't know those. They must be good. Okay.
Biolage. I think it's Biolage.
Imagine a world where you're like Old Spice.
They're expensive.
Old Spice.
Old Spice. Axe.
Such a simple line.
Dove. 13.
All right, let's see.
Don't
it.
Hate
see
on
it.
Dove.
So,
I like Dove.
That's like, that's like
the,
awesome.
The prison cleanliness.
I have shampoo and condition.
Yep.
Every 3 days. Not every day. Not every 2 days. Every
okay.
Day.
Good.
Do you at least
this is
let
a shampoo.
Your hair get wet? Do you let your hair get wet?
Function of beauty.
Hey, pull it to the function.
Yeah,
put
yeah,
in
my
a
hair
function.
Gets wet.
Function,
okay, beautiful. So hair gets wet. Wet hair. And then I have a wide tooth comb. I comb all my hair forward.
Yes, sir.
And then do like 4 circles of this in my hand. Rub it all together. You know, shampoo and whatnot. And what's important is this is for wavy hair. It's for wavy hair, so it'll make your shit wavy if you got wavy type hair.
Wait. Do you comb? I hate combing in the water because like your hair
really?
Gets so. At least my hair gets
my hair
as fuck. I comb before I shower, and then I'll. It's like a lot easier.
I comb 3 times in the hair. There's 3 separate times that I comb.
What?
That hurts. Combing dry hurts for me. I have like similar hair a little bit to you.
I comb dry wet.
Yeah, I have to do it wet. Early. Yeah, I have to do it wet. I can't do it dry.
Yeah,
you know what I do?
What?
I take my Nioxin shampoo. I take my conditioner also. Same hand. I make a potion.
It's every time you go,
bro.
Yep. You turn one and one and put it in a 2-in-1.
Yeah.
Dude, I used to do like 10-in-1s and my mom would get really mad at me.
Don't do 10-in-1s.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Wait, what is
I used to take like three, all the soaps one, I could have and put them into one fucking bottle, shake it all up and make my own concoction. It was like a 10-in-1. It was body wash, shampoo, conditioner.
There it is. Men 13-in-1. Go up.
Is there like peanut butter and Gatorade?
13-in-1.
13-in-1.
Up. You're right. Blind. You're so blind.
Right there. It's right there.
Green.
Right
it's
there.
On the right.
Next to it.
To
the no, the other one.
That's the left. One. Oh, my.
I was looking at the name, but I wasn't looking at the pictures.
Oh.
$85?
Yeah, it's a deodorant, a toothpaste, a body wash, a shampoo, a conditioner.
Peanut butter.
It does say peanut butter. It's just a big meme. It's a joke.
You can buy it, though.
Oh, look at that mouthwash, perfect picture.
Deodorant, peanut butter.
Bruh.
Buy it with apple paste.
The only comment, bro.
Can we actually just buy it?
Yeah, let's buy it. Deodorant, peanut butter.
Dude, you're going to buy something off
I still have. I still have two more steps to my hair.
All right, let me hear it.
Oh, all right. Sorry.
Okay. So, function, shampoo, and then rinse it out, comb hair forward again, and then sun bum conditioner.
Sun bum? Really?
Yep, sun bum, really.
I think I've heard of
it. Does it have UV protection in it?
Does it? I don't know. Yeah, put that shit in there. Just scrunch it in, and then comb forward once again, and then let that shit sit for 2 minutes. And I normally wash my body in that time.
Yeah, that's what I do, too.
And then I rinse it, let it go back and everything, and once I get out the shower, I shake my head a little bit just so my bangs and like side front stuff goes like out, and then I scrunch dry, and then I let it air dry, and then I go into my bathroom, then I apply this.
What is that?
Aluram?
Is that a hair oil or like a hair mask?
It's leave-in conditioner, yeah. And and you just spray that in there, and then you also scrunch it in, and then you just let that shit dry, and then bang, you get the product.
Dude.
Yeah.
Dang.
I'm not gonna lie, I put a lot of shit in my hair. My showers are no easy task.
Like, it sounds like a lot, but it's really not, because you only have to do it like twice a week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do pretty much the same thing you do, but then I have a whole shit ton of serums I put in my hair afterwards.
So when I went
show your hair to no one.
I have this weird foam that I put in my hair for my scalp, for like dry scalp. It's like you shake it up, go. It's like after the shower, you just like put it all over your scalp, and it feels pretty.
Do you ever use like the when you're shaving the little like brush? You go.
No.
Do you want to know what I do when I go shampoo shopping? I find the biggest bottle that'll last me the longest.
I'm like,
that's what I want. Because
as any man would.
The store.
Yeah.
As any man would.
Aren't those usually the ones that are like 20-in-1?
No. Well, you could get. I think right now I have like a giant. I think it might be Dove. You guys.
I'll BRB.
I have Dove.
You're good.
Wait, I like the Dove body wash.
Yeah. The pump.
Real,
I have a pump.
It's real. Yeah. It's
I like Dove bar soaps.
It's so soft. They smell good too.
I have. I was suggested to get. When I went to go get my hair permed, I was suggested to get the shampoo. It's like hemp.
Something. Yeah, hemp, peppermint.
I don't know what it is.
My granddad has it. Peppermint hemp. There's the
does
name.
Does he get stoned?
Is it soap or is it
just shampoo? Do soap. It'll
does he
come
smell
up.
Good?
Does he get stoned?
High.
Does
he
get high
as yep, there it is. Is it pure Castile bar soap, and it's as well as the bottle.
Will get you high.
Oh, there you go, yummy.
Yep.
Yeah, I would grab that.
I'm not kidding you. This shish is insane. It's so good. It
does
smells
say 18
good.
18-in-1?
Dude, you know what's also really good? It's called Everyone Soap. That's what I used to have.
Everyone?
For
everyone
I think
gets
it's called
it.
Like Everyone Soap or something like that, and it smells like lavender, and it smells really good. I think it's called Everyone Soap.
I considered getting like horse shampoo and conditioner.
Yeah, there it is.
Hell yeah.
For a thick mane.
For a big equestrious man.
Like a big mohawk all the way back. Yeah, oh my God. Imagine your hair went all the way back down your back.
That's from Blades of Glory.
What?
Isn't that from Blades of Glory?
Using
the horse
shampoo?
Yeah.
No. Oh, it is. It is. Maybe. But I just said that. I don't know why.
We just watched that.
Blades of Glory is a funny movie.
What the hell?
Is this horse shampoo?
Are you guys the same people?
Yeah, did you hear that? I heard it. He did.
I heard it.
I heard that.
Dude,
the
I haven't
guy.
Done anything with my hair in so long that the last time I got a haircut was on Lashley DC.
That's true.
Wow.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
And then I've been cutting it ever since. I've been trimming it.
You do it yourself?
Yeah. I've been trimming it for like 2 months.
I could tell.
I think I might just go bald.
Why did you guys get quiet?
Join the club, dude.
Can you take your hat off?
No, I don't want to take
my hat off. Dude, take your hat off. You never have. Anybody yet. You never have.
I like it.
What if you have like a Dracula, glued. Like... You take it off. Wait, like right in the middle, Nick, big spike.
I have a tattoo healing on it right now. I can't show you guys.
You should grow like a really long rat tail.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
I should.
Dude, tie it.
Can you get a skullet?
Who's that? You know, who's like that? those kids that would like have one of those really long pieces of hair. It's like from Star Wars. What are those things called, Grunt? You'd know.
The what?
Oh, there it is on the right. Skullet.
What's it called?
Skullet.
That guy's cool. Whoa. That is the inventor of the skull.
Okay,
looks like.
He pulls it off.
He's got
actually.
Baby rats on his back. Of his head.
Yeah. Yeah, this is.
Oh my god, Jay Shalat right there on your mouse.
Look, like he's got the
shades. Oh, he's
on.
Got the sports shades on the head.
Damn. Pit Vipers.
It's sick.
These guys are sweet. Get that one.
Skullets are crazy, actually. Jeez.
They're badass.
I've never heard of a skullet. Maybe I have. I just haven't seen
one. Yeah, I've never actually like seen one.
I have never seen a skullet in person.
I think these are the only instances.
I've only heard them fabled in time.
It's an old wives. It's an old wives' tale.
Myths and wives' tales.
That's the toilet. Tale.
That is the toilet bowl.
Looks like he got hit in the head like a cartoon. His head's rising up.
Can I talk about
something? Oh! We're just like reacting to these right now.
I know. Can I talk about something?
Yeah.
Sure, buddy.
I've talked about this before, and I'm going to just reiterate. I've talked about this before. But Isaac thinks that The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, is a dope guy.
He's cool.
He's not a good guy.
Agreed.
Cool.
What do you think?
Me?
Yeah.
I think he's locked himself into a position where he has to be on steroids in order to maintain the image for him to be Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
To be in every movie.
Because
ever.
If he's not, then he loses every movie role because he ain't The Rock anymore. And then he's gone and he fell off.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Because if you see him when he was like 25, like prime physique,
yeah,
he was like a little bit bigger than Nick.
He was way bigger than me.
He was.
Have you seen his dad?
Look at whenever he was like in the WWE.
He looks more natty. He looked more natural.
Look up like Rock WWE when he was really young. No, he's
a little bit bigger than Nick.
He was 18 here, by the way. He was 18.
He's like 45. Look up like Dwayne Johnson, like 19 at WWE.
Dwayne Johnson.
He might have been like early 20s.
No, this is when he was like WWF.
It was like.
Join? Yeah, like around here.
I can't see the pictures. Well, see, he's not huge.
Still a little bigger than Nick.
No, it's not huge.
He looks more natty.
That's pretty. Isn't he like 6'5"?
He was pretty chiseled, dude. I'm not gonna lie.
Look, nah, he's big.
So like,
look, that's his dad.
Yeah, he's.
Oh my god,
his dad was massive. Look at
his dad's goat.
Wait, was that actually his dad?
Yes.
Oh my god. Look at his arm.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's his father.
No, I was just gonna say he has like no opinion. Like this guy is just insane. Like if you don't like him, he's like okay.
I think he just he got him. Like, okay. Dude.
He watched the Joe Rogan podcast and he said he hated him.
Yeah, I could not stand listening to this fucking guy.
What?
Tell me how The Rock is like, yeah, I love trucks. I love trucks so much because like in the wrestling scene, everyone drives Cadillacs or like, I just love trucks.
Dude.
And then Joe Rogan's like, so you hear about the Cybertruck? He's like, no, what's that?
Dude, Nick, when you slouch, you get grumpy.
You do get grumpy. Just sit up.
You
gotta
sit up straight.
You got your shoes on the table.
I love The Rock, dude. He's awesome.
Yeah,
there you go.
He's my favorite.
You genuinely don't F with this guy because...
No, it is funny. It is funny that he like casts himself as like the same role in every movie.
The main badass.
His only appeal.
The main badass.
Batista is going to fucking dethrone him, dude. I'm going to say that now.
He could.
He's doing good. Like the same
age. He works
with
Mr. Beast.
Look up Dwayne Johnson... Like huge because people edit photos. People edit photos where he has like a 20 pack and like 8 shoulders.
Yeah, keep going. Look,
yeah, there, like that.
That's all.
Oh wait,
look at his face.
Definitely.
No, it's not real. Look at his face.
Yeah, it's all.
Oh, look, bottom left. Can we touch on that real quick? People thought
we already saw it.
I know, but people commented from the last podcast. Was it a podcast or was it a video?
No, it was a podcast.
It was a podcast. Yeah. People thought they were like, dude, that's literally, I don't know if you guys know this, but that's not drawn. That's AI generated.
What the? Oh,
sorry, everybody.
Oh, no.
We won't laugh at it because it's not funny.
Oh, yeah.
Look.
There's no way he's sweating that much.
Yeah, he took a bath. Maybe he's like fresh out of the sauna.
Look up Dwayne Johnson, hella abs.
Or
Dwayne
Johnson cheat meal.
It's like one Snicker bar.
No, he has like a 19 pancake.
That's the picture. That one with the beach is the one.
Oh, yeah, look, there it is.
He's
the
supposed
edit.
To have a
that's
20
the
pack.
That's the one they edit. He's huge.
He gets taller.
Dude, look up Dwayne Johnson.
There he is. There
it is. Who looks better?
Who looks better?
Natty versus
Natty. Wait, let's count them. One. Wait, no, go back up. One,
Natty
two, three, four, five.
20 packs?
10 pack.
8, 9, 10. Well, what about this little chunk right
I guess we could call it 12 pack.
Look up Dwayne Johnson cheat meal. He's gonna show you all of his pancakes, and he's gonna look mad.
Oh, is he when he's like the four cups? Like, yeah, right here, the top left. Oh, there he is.
In the top left.
Oh,
yeah. That's classic.
That's it right there.
I love that.
My cheat meals are legendary.
There's a video of him. There's a video of him circulating where he's like in an In-N-Out drive-thru and he's like going to try out In-N-Out for the first time. And he did the same thing like 5 years ago and people were calling him out on
it. No way.
There was like a whole entire TikTok I watched about like why people hate him. And I just resonated with that.
Do you think he's a liar or he has like horrible memory from all of his steroids?
I think he's a liar. I think him and Oprah are liars. They're weird.
Why Oprah now?
Yeah, why are you dragging Oprah?
Because they didn't show any support for Hawaii when it was like burning, and then they were like, oh.
Didn't only Oprah's land be safe?
Like, well, no, shit. I don't think that was the problem. The problem was Oprah went in and bought up all that land.
Dude, fuck land volcano. Oprah.
Oh, after it burned?
After it burnt.
I don't, dude, you get money! You get money. Remember that shit she used to do?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
She was a fake weirdo.
She was like Mr. Beast.
She was Mr. Beast.
She was. She was like, right. She was the talk show Mr. Beast.
Never mind. I like her now.
So,
can we look up a video on why he hates Dwayne Rock Johnson? Because I haven't seen anything yet. I'm just looking at
He is on steroids, right? Like, I'm
yes,
not just saying
yeah, that. Yeah, he has to be.
He denies it, but he is.
Oh, my.
He has to be.
Can you look up his age?
Dwayne Rock. Can I
bet
she's
45.
Go ahead.
Look up Dwayne Johnson age.
52.
Okay.
He's 52.
He cannot be looking
at
like that.
At 52 years old, you're not building much muscle.
What about John Cena?
He's also on steroids.
I thought it's like difficult to build muscle after 40.
It is.
It is. Your body starts to maintain. It does not build as much anymore.
Right. Yeah.
Because then you're starting to lose
it. Wait, that's kind of sad. You have a lifespan on when you're able to build muscle. I never really thought about that.
Pretty much, yeah.
The clock is ticking, everybody.
Yeah, but you could lose all of your muscle. Like, if you don't maintain, that's the thing. With, like certain bodybuilders, like, they stop working out for, like, a few years, and they get skinny as shit. Like, really skinny. Like, these guys who have, like, the biggest biceps in the world.
I don't know.
Right. I really don't know. I don't know enough about, like, anatomy to even
Like your body makeup, where if you gain too fast or if you lose too fast, your body literally bounces back in the opposite direction.
Yeah, it's like a trampoline with dieting, for instance.
If you lose too fast, you could go way above where you were at trying to diet from down. Did you know that?
Say that one more time.
Like, let's say you're like 300 pounds, you're trying to get down to like 200.
Uh-huh.
And you lose at 100 pounds like insanely fucking fast.
Uh-huh.
Like really fast, like 3-4 pounds a week fast.
Right.
And you have like a chance of literally like relapsing all the way back up and past that weight.
Right. If you break your diet, your body is scared because it's used to maintaining a certain weight, which is like 300 pounds. You lose all that weight, it's panicking. So everything you're going to be eating after you hop off that diet, it's going to be like storage, 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 which is your big belly. It wants to like, because
it's still trying to like maintain as if it's.
Yeah, it's trying. 300 pounds. It feels like something's wrong. So it just packs everything back in. If you lose it too fast.
How do you train your body to not do that and be like, all right, guys, we're at a lower...
A sustainable diet.
Yeah, don't like rapid pace, you know?
Yeah, if I am eating burgers and hot Cheetos and Blizzards and shit, and then I start eating, like, salad for, like, a month, I'm going to lose a shit ton of weight.
Dude!
What?
I saw that.
What?
What happened?
He has a big, wet, oily butt, bro.
Dude, every wrestler's so big. They're all like 6'5", 6'6".
Can you look up bodybuilders criteria. Now and then and now?
Look up bodybuilders naked.
Can you look up big, wet butts?
Big, wet butts.
Big, wet butts.
Oily
big, wet butts. Big,
don't
wet
butts. Look up wet big, wet butts.
Big, wet butts.
Big, wet butts.
Big, wet butts.
Bodybuilders before, or bodybuilders then and now.
Bodybuilders is big, wet butt.
Yeah.
Then and now.
I'm gonna announce my urination. I'll be right back.
Bodybuilders, but they're butts.
Copying me.
Sorry.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, you see it? You see where all of this muscle is that
size? What?
Real. All of this muscle.
That's a statue of a human being. Yo, what up, dude?
That's pretty good. That's fine. I mean,
yeah, dude, they're just maintaining. And
well,
like,
that one's pretty bad.
This?
And that's real. I'm like 90% sure.
Dude, it looks like
what the F?
Dude, I saw some.
It looks like Wondermelon.
This is the source, by the way. I'm 90% sure.
I'm 90% sure.
Yeah, I don't trust that.
I've seen similar pictures. I just can't tell.
Doesn't even look like the same guy at all.
Come on. Oh, actually, wait. That's real. That's real.
That looks like he's got that roid belly.
Right? Where it's like weird.
It's like a cannon.
Yeah, he was like that.
Dude, he looked crazy. I can't even lie.
He was perfect. No, he was.
He was a god.
This looks insane.
But now people think he's a loser.
Aw. Really?
I don't know. He's just old.
Did he go loser?
Nah,
he's just old.
Chill, I think.
He was in that one Christmas movie. Who remembers?
With the toy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was the toy.
I gotta get my son a toy.
Yeah.
is that your Sylvester Stallone accent?
No, that's Sylvester Stallone.
That's Arnold.
Sorry.
Boy,
sorry.
If you go,
both. Arnold. I need to get to my son to get Christmas.
I need to get my son a toy now. Now, before he hates me forever.
Oh, there's Dwayne. Dwayne
looks like Joe
Dwayne
Biden.
Guy.
I can't see.
That is Joe.
That looks like Joe.
That's freaky. Oh,
what if that's what he looked like under the beautiful suit that he wears all the time?
Oh, my God. Did we ever on the podcast look up Brock Lesnar's daughter and how closely they look together?
I think
Who
so.
Are you talking about?
They're completely twins.
Brock Lesnar's a wrestler, but he's also a fighter.
Look up Brock. Yeah, look up his daughter.
She fights
I'm
too, right?
I'm pretty sure we looked at it. Yeah, we did. We did.
Oh man, she has a she's a big neck.
Isn't that insane?
Dude, yeah, their neck genetics.
I think her head could go through a wall very easily.
I think if she like tapped my shoulder, there would have been a hole in there. And, like,
what does she do?
How do people get muscles?
She fights and she beats the shit out
of
women.
Does she wrestle or does she fight?
I think she wrestles.
Look up Brock Lesnar's daughter kills a girl.
Fucking kills a girl.
Look up Maya. Maya
cut someone in half.
What's her name? Maya,
Maya Lesnar.
Lesnar
bloody.
Dude,
ow! MYA.
We're gonna get the same photos.
Maya Lesnar.
Maya Lesnar fight.
Wrestles?
Look up like beat up.
Fight.
Dude, what?
Look up like brutal knockout.
Dude.
Stop. I don't think that Maya Lesnar fights.
Dude, she's
brutal knockout.
She's
look, no, that's
built
the,
to beat
what is that called where you throw the rock?
Oh, shot put.
Oh, she could do that too pretty good.
I did shot put.
Hot luck.
When I was little, I did shot put.
It is shot put.
Oh, so it's track.
Oh, she could fight.
Is that
too.
Considered
she,
track and field, Tanner?
She does like
yeah.
Okay.
Shot puts track
he's
and field.
He's pushing this narrative.
What?
Yeah, he's pushing this narrative that she can fight and that she does fight and she will fight.
She should fight.
She does fight and she will fight and she has to fight and she's fighting now.
Can we do?
I don't know. Wait, look, dude, she's huge and she's stronger than me.
Her muscles are absolutely crazy.
Dude, she is.
She's definitely
no,
stronger.
She
than
she's probably
you.
Stronger
and,
than all of us.
I think her shot put
is natural.
Look up her shot put record, because I'll tell you what I did in high school compared.
Okay. No, say it first.
Wait. Yeah. You say it first.
No, I'm not gonna lie. I promise.
Say it
you.
First.
Say it first.
No, I swear to God.
Say it first.
I'm not gonna say mine first.
Why?
I'm not gonna lie.
Why?
I will tell you my honest one.
Then tell it right now. What's
please lie? Please lie.
I'm not gonna lie.
1,000.
Look it up.
Say it first. He doesn't know.
I know what mine is.
Okay, mine was 15.
Wait, what's 19?
19.
I think I did feet. What's 19 meters?
I'll redo the math.
Just look.
I probably did 20.
Look up 19 meters to feet.
That's what I'm doing.
Oh my God.
Oh,
Larry's
God.
Like my dad.
Slow.
Larry's like my dad on a computer.
Larry, my phone's slow. Help me. It's just frozen.
In feet.
You got it.
62 feet.
God. How many feet did you do, Tanner?
Let me guess. 33.
32.
Ooh.
I had 32 in my head, but I said 32.
I did 32.
Mm. Wow.
Okay.
She can throw that thing far.
So she's strong is what you're saying.
Yeah, she's stronger than probably me, twice of me.
She got twice your record. So.
Yeah. Oh, she does it in college.
Yeah, she also is like pretty good. Not bad. Can't do javelin, though. My javelin was prime.
What was your
all
javelin?
Right, let's see her, your javelin.
117 feet.
Let's see what she did.
Wait, does she do javelin, too?
What
I hope not.
Did? What if she does? 380 feet.
She does not do javelin.
Oh. All right, let's watch the video for throwing it.
Wait. Yeah, can you watch the video? I'm actually
can we see it?
This is 18.53 meters. Also, we got an ad.
That's okay.
Making gamers ups.
Do you have, like, a... Tanner, did you have... She looks so focused.
Laser
she just
to
caught
win.
Me off guard. Yeah. She looks ready to kill somebody.
She's not. She doesn't look pleased.
That's a post game interview?
Dude.
Yeah, this is an interview.
What the F?
She is like famous, dude.
Here we go.
There we go.
Here we go.
Oh, that's like proper form, right, Tanner?
Yeah, I didn't do that way.
Wow.
Shit.
Oh.
Wow.
How heavy is that, by the way?
Is it 10 pounds?
10, yeah, they're 15. Pretty heavy. 10 to 12 pounds, I think.
Good
is
work.
Is there different weight per men or women class?
Like, yeah.
I think it has to be.
Yeah.
Because imagine like someone with a big ass hand just being able to.
I didn't do the spin. I just did like the step back and turn and.
Wait, what's the thing called where it's connected to a chain on a ball?
Like the old ball and chain.
That's called. The old.
Dude, okay, this Tanner throwing the old ball and chain.
Is that called hammer throw?
Yeah,
it is a hammer
is,
throw,
yeah,
actually. Look up. Nah,
what is DJ Khaled doing on the left side of that
He's
screen?
Saying shit compilation.
Hey, did you guys hear about Libby Dunn?
Oh, my God. Please, Lord.
She's dating,
please,
she's dating the Pirates
please.
Pitcher.
I don't give a shit.
Who's the Pirates?
I don't care who the Pirates. The baseball player?
Yeah.
Shut up. Shut up.
Dude, even, who?
Shut
I
up.
I forget his name, but he's the pitcher for
how
the Pirates.
How do you even find? Who is your source? Who is your news source?
Do you get like a knock at the door? And be like,
are you like signed up for a newsletter of who this?
You need
this
to stop looking at the internet.
Is with?
No.
If I could just be a girl on TikTok, I'd marry an MLB pitcher.
Pause. Did you go to the bathroom, see that on your phone, come back and tell us?
Don't you dare.
I peed and I didn't wash my hands.
Disgusting. You're gross. No, normalize being chill in your house.
Look up Livy Dunn boyfriend.
I'm not looking up. No,
don't look it up.
Larry. I would do it. I'd marry him.
I'm not looking up.
He's actually really good. He has the, he pitched on average like 95 mile an hour balls.
Dude,
I think he had multiple 102 mile an hour
baseballs. He's irrelevant.
Well, Felix Hernandez had a perfect game. So
I think baseball is actually going to start growing just like the NBA.
Baseball is the deadest sport in the planet.
Baseball. Nobody likes it. Baseball is only fun. The highlights on TikTok.
Who do you think it would in an eating contest?
Oh my god,
Tim Tebow or LeBron?
Tebow,
Tim LeBron. Tebow. He's probably done it before. Tim Tebow.
Dude, Tim Tebow.
Tim Tebow.
He plays baseball still, doesn't he?
No, the reason
Tim
why LeBron
is a football player.
Nope. The reason why LeBron. Shut up.
He did.
He's bad.
Yes, he is. But
he
doesn't
couldn't
matter.
Play in the
shut
NFL.
Up. God Tebow. Damn it. Shut the hell
hey,
up.
Hey, we're talking. You wait your turn.
I was talking first. I'll break that finger too.
Tim Tebow played baseball?
He played football, and then he was
for the
washed,
Broncos.
So then he went to play baseball.
Yeah, yeah. It's for John 3:16.
He was like,
yeah,
like,
the Tebow.
Right. Yeah.
He was the Florida champion, bro.
He
People
was.
Loved him at Florida.
Then he went to the Broncos, and he had 98 speed.
He converted the entire Eagles team.
Yeah.
To Christianity. He made him,
yeah. Also, the reason why LeBron would win is because Tim Tebow has to say grace before starting to eat.
Oh, he's funny.
And he's probably like a five-minute prayer type guy, I imagine. So LeBron's winning, and that's my narrative.
Okay, Christians and the viewers, are you like a one-minute prayer, five-minute prayer, 10-minute prayer?
Dude, if y'all don't say rub-a-dub-dub, thanks for the grub, yay Lord, and then start eating, y'all just waiting to die. I'm sorry.
Is that what you do?
The Lord been hearing it, bro.
People said God is great, God is good. Thank you for our daily food.
Yep, that's my
daily food.
Yeah,
food.
Daily food.
God is good.
You don't pray before you eat your smorgasbord downstairs.
Yeah, I do. I rapid fire my head.
God is good. God is great. Let me finish my plate.
Jesus loves me. Yes, he does. For the Bible.
God is good. God is great. Thank you, God, for the food.
Polar opposites on his side. God is great. God is good.
Yes, he loves me. Yes, he loves me. That's why he put Skippy in my lunch. That's why he says.
Like the peanut butter? A whole tub? Crazy lunch.
Skippy peanut butter, a whole
tub. You guys went to school. Did you guys take lunch?
Yeah, and I hated it.
Sometimes I did, but then I got lazy.
Yeah, and I hated it.
I hated it, dude.
What did you get?
Why?
Did you get bologna sandwiches?
Bro.
No. You had a bologna sandwich.
Like, I love my mom,
you?
But she didn't give a shit about what I ate at school ever. Yeah.
You had a chewy granola bar with a bologna sandwich and orange juice.
I'll tell you what, applesauce.
Not even,
it's worse. Applesauce.
Wait. Ready?
You had a worse than a bologna sandwich.
Yes.
Just a mac, just a slice of bread and cheese.
Okay, let him say it. Let him say it.
Literally one piece of bread, peanut butter, fold in half.
Yes. Oh! Yeah.
That shit's dry.
Wow.
Dude, it's ass.
Wow. Did I tell you guys?
And then I had a fucking chewy granola bar, exactly what you're talking about, but they're like 8 months old. Aww. And they're always dog shit.
Why didn't you kill yourself?
Oh my God.
What?
Oh my God.
I would have.
And a lemonade Capri Sun. That was
I would have hated
lunch.
Myself because I thought I had it bad. I had bologna sandwiches, which
I'd
were
rather.
Pretty okay.
No.
But I hated bologna. I mean, I liked it, but I hated it.
Yes,
I really hated my life for that.
It was multi-grade bread, too.
Ew.
There were seeds in it. There were seeds in the bread.
My mom would forget to put money on my lunch account. And every
time, my God. Shut up.
No, every time I'd go, I'd be like, yeah, I'll take the food. And they're like, you're in the negative. I was like, oh, okay. And they give me a slice of cheese on bread, a packet of mayonnaise, and a glass.
You owed the school? Bro, I owed the school
a bottle
I
of
owed
water.
The school over $100.
Yeah, I owed
wouldn't
the school
let me graduate.
Money.
I didn't owe the school because I wasn't allowed to get any of that cool fancy shit because I was in the same boat as you were. Not really. Sometimes with the half peanut butter sandwich. Sometimes.
Dude. That was crazy. What? There's no way we were that broke.
I think the worst day of my like education career back crazy. When I was a kid was when I remember I opened my lunch and I had like the half sandwich type shit. I don't know if it was peanut butter, but it was the butt.
Oh, the shoe.
The butt.
I like
heel
butt.
Is that what's called? The heel?
I'm a big heel butt guy. Like, I don't care.
I think I call the butt. Ew. Oh, my God.
Dude, that's like the worst part of the bread.
It's so dry.
Unless you like cook it.
Like, you know, totally? I like it.
Is that the edge?
Yeah, yeah, it's the edge.
Oh, that's great.
I would get them first, so I don't. I just get it out of the way,
it's and like
I
a
just
chore.
Like I'd make it wet with like mayonnaise and mustard as a big old turkey.
Okay.
I'd
eat it like a freak show.
Those sandwiches, I wouldn't even eat them. I got to the point where I didn't eat them because it was from like sixth grade until I pretty much graduated.
Dude, your mom would make you that every day.
Well, I guess my senior year, I didn't have a lunch. I don't even know what I ate my junior year. I can't remember what I ate in high school. She might have made it for me when I was like a freshman. I feel like sophomore, like once I started driving to school, no, I don't think so. But I had the half the sandwich in the Ziploc bag, and I was just be like, guys, look at this. And I'd grab it through the Ziploc bag, and I'd just put my fingers through it and just squeeze it.
You would do that.
You would.
And then I'd be like, do you guys want it? And I'd just start throwing it at people.
You still do that. Hold on.
It's such a boys at lunch type of thing.
Hold on. You still do that.
He had a burrito, and he was like...
Yeah, when I have like food left and I don't want to eat it, I just squeeze it.
Fuck. It makes like inedible for anyone else that might need
it's
it.
Like, it's like a comfort. It's a
dude,
comfort.
You do the same with pizza. You're like, oh, I'm full.
You tip out all the toppings.
Oh yeah,
they're all crumbled on like pieces of like paper.
Yeah, when I get tired of it's like the so I do it with burgers, I do it with pizza, I do it with sandwiches. As soon as I don't want to eat it anymore, I just start eating the pepperonis and the cheese or like the burger patties or the meat.
And then like the afterwards is just away. Like a boneyard. It's like
it looks like a boneyard. Yeah,
it looks horrible.
Like the catacombs of Paris. Sense. That's what his shit looks like.
I want to hear Grunk because. What, I've seen your bathroom. I've seen that golden with marble floored walls bathroom.
What?
I want to hear what you took to fucking lunch.
Nothing crazy. I'd
you eat Cheez-Its. Your mom would bring you Cheez-Its and gold, mac and cheese.
Golden
and
chicken nuggets.
Now you need to stop talking for me right now.
Diamond water.
Okay, this is what I had most of the time. I had like Sun Chips.
Wagyu.
Sun a bag chips? Of Sun Chips.
That's good. That's 10 out of 10.
Ham and cheese sandwich.
Oh,
and an apple. And that's
oh, 10 out of 10. God, 3 for dude. 3.
That's it. You know,
that's all you need.
Chocolate milk? Drink? Chocolate milk?
Drink? No drink. Well, I'd bring a water.
Oh, that's good. That's true. Yeah, that's a really good lunch.
That's really healthy.
That's true.
Oh, my God. I forgot. What would you eat during COVID?
Mac and cheese and like, chicken nuggets.
Bullshit. Like, probably nothing, honestly.
Bullshit.
Like, I'd have ramen.
Garbage.
I think COVID Hot actually pocket? Ruined my whole life.
I remember Grunk during COVID. He'd be sitting in his PC.
Dude, like, he'd like be in class COVID
made his life.
Looking back, COVID was one of the best things to happen to me. Like,
yeah, I was just, it was the best thing.
I was just able to sit on my damn ass. I was able to sit on my ass and play on my computer all day.
I got laid off my job and I was depressed.
Best time of my life. I got to sit on my ass. I got laid the fuck off. I had no food.
Was it
easy?
I had no were they cool with it or no?
I could come back, but I couldn't come back for like 3 months.
Yeah.
So I had no money.
COVID was
that's
just.
That's insane. Yeah. No, yeah.
COVID
it's like,
was chill.
I was probably in the best position for it, like any age range and person that it could be.
You were perfect for that.
I think
were
so.
You're already chilling at your house. You're already chilling your
like,
setup and everything.
Literally, my internet prowess was booming at the time. Like, I could just chill with my friends at any time I want. And school was hella easy because nobody knew how to use the internet.
I met you around that time during 2020.
Yeah, yep. Very beginning of February. Time. We all did. We all. Except Yummy. We met Yummy.
Wait,
later.
Nick, yo. when are we starting that damn Minecraft server?
Oh my God.
Yeah, what's going on?
Okay,
can we do that? Can we do that Thursday?
I need this to be cleared out and hashed out now. Are we restarting?
We could.
Yeah, I'm not living with him again.
Swipe the server.
I'm killing him.
Wipe it.
Okay, now don't kill guys. Me. Now the next question is: do you guys want us to go to the most recent update?
Yeah.
Yes.
No.
No.
Yeah. No. There's a huge duplication glitch. Wait. There's a huge duplication glitch.
Yeah. Only you would.
Well, we're not gonna do it.
You don't even play Isaac it. You know it.
Isaac would do it. That's
if
why
Isaac does
about
ban
it.
Him from the damn
I
server.
I hate playing Minecraft with Isaac.
All he does
he
is goes, cheat
he
and
runs
farms.
Away like 2 million blocks away from us.
Larry.
He just fucking like has a whole bunch of villagers.
Larry,
and doesn't
Larry,
tell
Larry,
anyone
yeah.
anything.
You had him locked away in one by one.
Yeah. Look up Wolf when his parents fight.
Oh,
we should low-key. We should only do like we should have a one villager trade rule per person.
Yep.
Like you can
dude,
have one.
He had every single one of them. In like
Isaac's
a
not
going to
abide by it. He literally used.
Well, then
got
ban
him.
You're the moderator.
Ban him.
He had him in a labor camp and they were working overtime.
He did.
They were stuck. Did.
They were fucking.
No wait, I had a dungeon in my my little base.
He did. He did the same shit I did.
I had like a whole cavern.
Well, I made the world beautiful with my creativity and I built houses and made.
I had a hobbit home.
And we should implement rules so things like that don't happen anymore.
Yeah,
like,
and what? If we break rules, we start war.
Ooh,
war. That'd be crazy.
War.
War.
I'm going to ask you one thing real quick.
Did somebody else do that?
Do what?
Shower.
What, war?
The war, you guys like looked upset.
I wouldn't mind.
Did somebody else do that?
No.
I don't think so.
Dream S&P did that shit.
No, dude.
Oh, how did they take all the cool shit?
Wait, what did that?
How about we'll have a debacle?
I don't know.
What the hell?
Dude, Jinxie?
If I don't want our server to be cringe as fuck.
If
no, it's gonna be so cringe.
It's gonna be
dude.
Dope.
It's gonna be try to do fuck. Mods again.
There's I just don't want to attract more Minecraft fans, dude. Can I just be honest?
Yeah, be honest. Actually,
I'm fucking tired of it. Grow up.
Yeah.
Me too, dude.
I
think the funniest thing is when people act like you're a bad person and then they compare you to like they're like. LMAO, like exactly what Dream did, and they act like they weren't a fan of Dream, and it's like you wouldn't be bringing him up unless you were a fan of him, you fucking idiot.
Yeah, they're stupid.
Because I don't know about even what they're talking about. Like, I don't even know. I'm not in the loop because I don't watch his shit.
I don't know.
Never have.
I just look at my analytics, and it's like 18 to 24, and I'm like, that is the biggest fucking lie in the entire world.
I think
that
it's the like same analytics
the biggest
for
fucking
everybody.
Lie. You're not 54% 18 to 24, because if you were...
Who did this?
You wouldn't be annoying.
This
huh?
is awesome.
PO Box.
Wait, no. Is that from the PO Box?
That is PO Box.
It is. Hey,
shout out.
We had. I'm pretty sure we had two more of those.
We had three.
Yeah, there's like a bunch.
Do you think about me now and then?
What were you going to say?
Do you think about me now and then?
Larry was going to ask me something.
I forgot.
About the Minecraft server.
Hobbit Hole.
Oh, it was going to be about the mods. If you upgrade to a later update, do you have less mods to work with?
Yeah, but I can figure that out.
Can you put Herobrine in it?
Yeah, we can put Herobrine
in
it.
Yeah, you should actually.
No, don't.
Yeah, there already is one in there.
Can you do random jump scares as well?
That's so fucked up.
Let's make a scary server.
Random heart attacks.
It's like a real scary server.
Wait, can you have it so it's realistic? Like you can get like sunburn and then you lose.
Oh my god,
RL craft. That's like RL craft.
I don't
find sunscreen.
Absolutely positive.
How to make games like the least fun ever?
Yes, no RL craft. If you play that shit, you're a masochist.
Yeah, you can like get dehydrated. Just
yeah, can you like sit down?
You get too hot,
tired. Get too hot. Too hot. Too dehydrated. Too cold. Everything.
Can you put masturbation in it?
Yeah.
Do that at least. At the very least,
Tanner.
Can you put the love mod? Can you make love mod?
Yeah. Add emotes.
Yeah, we can do that.
What is love mod?
Add emotes.
Boobs mod.
You go to the village and, you know,
make love to the villagers.
You guys remember Futuristic Hut?
Yeah.
That sounds like a guy.
That's Squidward.
Huh.
Huh.
What? Hat. I didn't realize your hat.
You like it?
That's all right.
I'm a Bills fan.
Tanner?
You know, welcome to the Bills Mafia, dude. You're welcome, Dan.
Yeah, and now I'm the fucking president with the size of this
yeah,
hat.
Yeah, shut the hell up.
Yeah, where's your hat? Where's your Bills merch?
You know nothing. You can even say the backup QB, and I'm still on that. You don't even do your research.
Aaron Hernandez.
No, he's not. He's
you
not
and
dead.
Your dumbass hat.
He is dead.
My bad.
How'd he die?
Yikes.
He killed himself.
Did he actually?
Pretty sure.
When did he do that?
Yesterday.
But didn't he also commit a crime?
He what? Also killed somebody.
He also did kill somebody.
Then he
somebody.
Went to prison, and then he killed himself.
Then he went to prison.
Is he actually what? Dead?
Yeah.
Aaron Hernandez is perished?
Yeah.
Dude, he's been dead for years.
He has brain. The third search was brain.
He's not even a fucking...
Oh. 2017?
Damn.
It's been a while.
Yeah, I mean, that was not yesterday.
Well, that was about yesterday.
There was
he only had 18 touchdowns. What a bum.
There was a documentary that the Patriots team was like weird. Like, he thought they were weird.
What do you mean?
How many plays?
No, I mean, the Patriots team thought Aaron Hernandez was weird. Yeah.
How many years did he play?
Like two, it looks like.
Let's see. He was born in 1989. He probably played about 42.
Uh-oh. Aaron Hernandez's fiance responds to jokes made about, like, you're dead. It's over for you.
Oh, yeah. It was at the roast. I forgot about that. The roast.
What?
The,
was that the roast?
Oh. Because
Tom Brady was there? Roast. What? That's crazy.
Wait, what roast?
The roast of Tom Brady.
Did anyone make fun of him for kissing his kids on the lips? Because that's fucking
that
weird.
Had to have.
No, I don't think they did.
They're too scared.
They should have. I would have.
I think that was like a fucking band. Freak weirdo. That had to have been banned.
Hey, you make out with your kid, weirdo?
Don't talk about making out with the
just
owner
like kill the whole vibe.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, oh,
Tom's like, come on.
They probably don't want to bring kids into it.
Yeah, that's a bad look.
I just find it weird that he makes out with the owner of the Patriots and his kids, dude. It's fucking weird. He kisses them. Why?
Or he doesn't say make it. Well, it's like
he kisses the fucking owner.
It's a long, like peck.
It's like,
yeah,
dude. It's like it's he does long. This to the owner. He goes,
yeah, I don't know why it's so long. That's
I don't like that. That's weird.
I remember he kissed his son, and then he kissed his son, and he's like, And then his son started leaving the room, and he's like, "Oh, what was that?"
Yeah, no. He was getting a massage. He was getting like a massage on his chest, and he was like, "Where's it at? Come on, get back here!"
Oh, what was that?
Find this fucking video. We have to find this fucking video.
He was like, come on, get back here!
Not so fast, buddy."
Oh, there it is.
In a documentary called Tom vs. Time, there's a scene showing 5-time Super Bowl winner Tom 2X? Brady.
Yeah, hold on. He goes,
come on.
Getting a massage. Then his 11-year-old son comes in the room and asks him if he can check his fantasy football standings.
I was wondering if I could check my fantasy team.
What about you? Every time, Jack, everything comes across, but that was like a pick.
The second kiss shared by father and son with their viewers using words like very disturbing and uncomfortable.
Yeah, imagine that normal speed. That would have been way worse.
Yeah.
Dude, the kid even did the, like, the, oh!
Oh, that was like a peck.
Weird.
Oh,
like, oh, peck.
That was like a peck.
Oh, that was like a peck.
Like, what do you want? What more do you want, freak?
Wait.
No! Oh, my
Larry!
God. Larry, no!
Larry!
Oh, Larry!
I will leave. I will leave.
This
I'm leaving.
Shared by father and son.
Larry!
No!
Oh, I was waiting for you to leave. I was going to stop this. I thought you were going to leave.
That was like a bad.
Please?
Stop!
I'm gonna bite your arm. It's so gross, dude.
This looks like Tom Brady.
This is probably why his wife divorced him.
She got rich
because it was a peck. Because it was just a peck. That's why
he wanted another.
He wanted a longer one.
What was that,
honey?
What was that?
No, part two.
We watched the Creep cover. Go to Creep cover. It's copyrighted. Don't bother. No. I just remembered.
I don't. Yeah.
He probably like mispronounces the shish out of it.
Should we wrap it up?
I think it'd be over an hour. I think that was.
I reckon we should.
Yeah. Dude, that was the fastest. I swear we were 40 minutes in.
Yeah.
All right. I think that's wild. A season two top episode of the list.
Yeah,
for funniest episodes ever.
That's pretty
that was
fun.
Right, this is our season two episode 103 Goofy Awe 2.0.
Yeah, do Goofy Awe 2.0.
We gotta do Goofy Awe. Do I have permission to pick the worst title for this one?
Yeah.
No, it's gotta be Goofy Awe 2.0.
Goofy Awe 2.0.
Okay.
Can I put emojis?
Can I put a lot of
everything you want?
A lot of emojis.
Look at it.
Ew! Wait, I'm making that a thumbnail. Oh no, dude.
I hurt my back so bad.
You're straining so
Alright.
Okay. Torture method.
Ladies and gentlemen,
make sure
ladies
you guys
and gentlemen.
Use code group for 10% off.
Get laid.
I'm like 80% sure.
Were you at exit?
Go ahead.
Get laid.
Make sure you get some lean. Use code group for 10% off of
your GamerSup.
Check out the Panda Drop.
GamerSup code group.
Drop.
We're brofisting it out. We'll see you next week.
I ain't brofisting.
Maha.
I'm afraid no ghosts. Later, y'all. Later.